And entering the studio now are two of the participants, the director and one of the actors of the new Springfield Contemporary Theater production of Killer Joe, which opens this weekend, runs through May 7th in SCT Center Stage at Will Hoyt Plaza, written by the Pulitzer-winning playwright Tracy Lett. In fact, it was her first play, a Southern American gothic crime thriller set in a Dallas trailer park. And here to talk about that, Assistant Professor of Theater Performance here at MSU, Melanie Dreyer-Lude, who is directing the show, and Chris Brown, who is the artist in residence in the MSU Theater and Dance Department. He's been an actor, director, and a founding member of a couple of improv groups, and has been a teaching artist at Second City in Chicago for a decade. And I guess you'll be in a tent theater production this summer as well.
Yes, I will be.
Unnecessary Farce. Okay.
Also directed by Melanie.
So
we're a team.
You two work together a lot, and I assume work together well.
Yes,
now,
we do.
This show is not exactly improv comedy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but it is funny.
Yes.
It has lots of opportunities for laughter, and yeah.
Well, it does. The synopsis sounds kind of dark. You've got a guy named Chris, who is a drug dealer who's not terribly successful at his job, and he's in hock to loan sharks, and ends up roping his father into a plot to hire a contract killer to knock off his mother for the sizable insurance payout. But things go really bad pretty quickly, I'm sure.
They do.
Yes.
And that's how Killer Joe becomes an important member of the family in our story.
He is the contract killer in the story, and he has an interesting demand for I wouldn't call it a financial retainer necessarily, but he has a certain thing for Chris's sister, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So until payment comes due. All right, Chris, if you could talk about the character that you are doing.
Sure. Joe's he works in the Dallas Police Department, and
but he's a contract killer.
He's a contract killer.
secretly.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Secretly, on the side. But yeah, he definitely has a lot of sort of secrets that he likes to keep, and he has a few, let's say, proclivities that he wants to explore on the side, and,
right,
and make sure that he can keep everything controlled.
Okay, well, working with someone who has a lot of training and experience in improv comedy, how does that work in a show like this? Do you find that it's an advantage?
Absolutely. I think improvisation is important training for any actor. And for the director, it allows me to set the frame of what we're going to do, what the business is and what the storytelling points are, and then to let the actor explore. And often the actor will bring in ideas that had never occurred to me and end up being just glorious and dramatically interesting. And that's certainly true for Chris. And all of the cast members are gifted in that way. So it's an extraordinary, exceptional ensemble of people.
Who else is in the cast?
Well, Don McLean, another radio personality, is playing Sharla, the evil stepmother. Eli Cunningham is the father. Michael Watterson is playing Chris, the poorly talented drug dealer.
Yes.
And then Joe's romantic interest is played by Molly Grotha. She plays Dottie, who is an intellectually challenged person because of her mother tried to murder her when she was a baby, basically.
That's all right.
But she ends up being the smartest person in the show. So the script is full of brilliant little twists and tricks like that. And it's compelling from beginning to end, I think. Anybody who comes to see it will find that when intermission comes, they're like, oh, whoa. And they will.
And they'll be out in the lobby going, did you see that?
Yes, they will, in fact.
What else are they going to come up with? Well, Chris, did you do any work with the rest of the cast as far as improv exercises and things like that?
There's a little improv in the show kind of written in there that,
okay,
that we're supposed to improv a little bit, so you'll get to see a little bit of that. Two of the actors, Molly and Michael, are actually in one of my improv classes that I teach here, so we do some improv there. But yeah, no, improv's just acting without a script, so
right.
We're all just up there living in the moment, and we play off of each other really well and are able to adjust to each other in the moment. It's really great.
It's a little unusual for a stage play to really allow for that, though. It seems like so many playwrights want... No, the word is gospel, and they want it exactly as on the printed page.
Tracy writes in Chicago, so he's familiar with the improv scene, and
sure.
So I imagine maybe that was something he was thinking. Let's give a little.
Yeah, and I'm actually finding some contemporary writers are loosening up about that. Like Sarah Rule, for example, will write in stage directions. This particular thing happens. Or not, if you don't want to. So some of them are very concerned. I mean, if we go back to O'Neill and we look at the pages of stage directions
yes.
and specific instructions, we've come a long way since then, and we have a lot more latitude these days.
Well, like this production of Killer Joe by Tracy Letts goes on the boards at SCT Center Stage starting tonight, and it runs through May the 7th. Performances this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And then also next weekend, the 29th and 30th. And then there are three evening shows, the final weekend, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, Thursday through Saturday. Those are all at 7:30 p.m. And there are Sunday matinees on April the 24th and May the 1st, both at 2 p.m. And this is at SCT Center Stage at the corner of Pershing and Robertson in downtown Springfield, right there on the first floor. We should, if it doesn't seem obvious already, the show does contain strong adult language and content.
That's correct. Not for children.
Not at all for children, but adults will get a bang out of this in more ways than one, I
Without
think.
Without a doubt.
All right, and you can call 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org for ticket information. You can purchase your tickets online, or of course they'll be available at the door at any of the performances. A three-week run, and... you know, I guess you're up for it now. You've got to be up for it because you're opening tonight.
Let's do it.
Right. All right, that is Chris Brown, who is artist in residence at MSU and teaches improv, among other things, in the MSU Theater and Dance Department. And the director, Melanie Dreyer-Lude, is assistant professor of theater performance at Missouri State. And you've directed professionally for 25 years, so this is... nothing new for you, by any means. All right, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Right.